You can find other awesome adventure hypnosis titles just like this one at www.trancetrips.com. It is so easy to take a small vacation, just sitting in your chair. Just close your eyes and listen as I paint a picture in your mind and take you there. You can visit any place in the world, anytime, in the future or the past. You remember how exciting it was to go to the state fair or a theme park, perhaps a carnival, when you were a child. You remember the crowds of people all around, in the warm, dusty air, the smell of cotton candy and popcorn, the sun shining overhead so warm. It was so good to get a tall, cool drink and sip it through a straw, feeling the cold soda pop on your tongue and against the back of your throat, tasting its sweetness. You had to carry it with both your hands. The big paper cup felt so large, just like all the other little boys and girls. You want a balloon. Sometimes you got one, and sometimes you didn't. And you'd look at another child's balloon, envious. It was even your favorite color. You would stand in line waiting to get on one of the rides and look up at the balloon, watching it drifting with the breeze, with the air currents flowing back and forth under the bright sunshine. Watch the balloon floating to the left, then to the right. The line for the ride is so long. You take a deep breath and let it out in a tired sigh, so bored, watching the balloon drift left, then right, over the crowded line in hot sunshine. You can hear the voices of people in the crowd, all laughing and talking, shouting to each other. It all fades into the background. So much meaningless chatter, so much noise, boring and so warm as you watch the balloon drift left and right, hiding the sun. Yes, the sun is straight overhead. You squint your eyes, staring up into the bright noon sky, watching the balloon drift left, covering the sun, then further left, drifting right, hiding the sun, then further right. Imagine if you were the balloon, and you could look down on yourself. A little child down on the ground, the crowd all around you. The round shadow of the balloon hides the child's upturned face as you drift right, and then left. Your own face in bright sunlight, then shadow. Sunlight again, and shadow. How peaceful to be a balloon, floating higher and higher above the crowd. Hundreds of people waiting their turn at the ride. Other hundreds walking past the line. Adults holding children by the hand. People carrying trays with food or toys won at the carnival games. Floating up, above the crowds. Bright colors everywhere. Yellow and red. Tents and buildings far
below.
The crowd moves like a river of people, like a river, flowing around and around the carnival, past the rides and the buildings, like water flowing through a river, like water winding down between the rocks and the trees. The big water ride, sliding so gently down the flume, spinning and splashing, then faster and faster, quickly down the chute, over the waterhall, splash, down into the flume, and floating gently again, spinning. Feel the cold water splash your face, splash your shirt, wet, cooling you in the hot sun. Smell the chlorine, that sharp chemical smell, and feel the wet squishiness in your shoes. Yes, they got soaked, didn't they? But you'll soon dry out. You want to do it all, the merry-go-round, the Ferris wheel, the tilt-a-whirl, spinning and moving so fast. You can feel the wind whipping past your face, but you just want it to go faster. The bumper cars, you can smell the oil and metal, the tang from the ozone of the electric sparks overhead. You push the pedal down hard, hearing the motor grind, moving the car faster and faster until thump, you hit somebody else's car. Your grandma, or your best friend, or a complete stranger. And the two of you laugh at each other, and then you turn and push the pedal, speeding away to thump somebody else. You want to do it all. The big climbing wall. Yes, the big climbing wall of fake rocks, with all the little footholds and toe holds and little pegs to hold on to. They make you wear a harness, yes, around your shoulders and your crotch. There's a long rope looped over a pulley, and a man on the ground holding it and leaning back, making sure you don't fall. You climb higher and higher. You want to feel what it would be like without the harness. You want to climb the side of a tall, sheer cliff, climbing up and up and up past the birds' nests and up. You can hear the waves, the ocean far down at the bottom of the cliff. The waves rushing in, and the seagulls crying and squealing and whirling about as you climb. Climb up higher up the side of the cliff. Feel the cold ocean breeze blowing up the side of the cliff from underneath you, rising up the sides of the sheer sandstone face as you climb higher and higher toward the top. You can see the grass at the top. Yes, there's green grass and rolling hills at the top of the cliff. And your friends are up there waiting for you. You can hear their cries of encouragement telling you to climb. Only a few more feet. You're almost there. The stone of the cliff face is loose in some places and crumbling. Feel a toehold give way at your left. You dig in with your hands, catching yourself. Hold still a moment. It's okay. You swing a little bit, feeling with your toes, looking for another hold, a place to set your foot, just the tip of your foot, if you can find one, to take a little bit of the weight off your arms. It's so hard holding yourself by just your hands, by just your fingertips, and one foot reaching, swinging, scraping the side of the cliff, looking for a place to step, just a tiny ridge. You kick the side of the cliff, trying to make a toehold in the firm sandstone, a quarter of an inch deep, even an eighth, that's all you need. Your fingers are tiring, squeezing tight. Hold on and kick. Just a tiny toe hold. There. You feel your foot catch. Push. Push with your legs. Slowly, so slowly. That's right. Just enough traction to give your fingers a little rest. To let your hand reach upward toward another tiny hold. A tiny crack just above. You can hear your friends at the top shouting. Your handhold is crumbling. Dig in with your toes. Press your body against the side of the cliff. Tight against the side. So your weight just presses down and not out. Just hang. Hold on a moment. You can do it. Then feel the toehold crumble. Your left foot slipping. It's more than 100 feet down. Don't slip. Don't lose it. But you feel the sandstone suddenly give way under your left foot again. Where you kicked the cliff, it's just your right foot and your two hands now holding you up. Then suddenly you feel the cliff face give way. The sandstone breaks in both hands. You claw helplessly with your fingernails, trying to scrape a hold into the cliff again. But it all crumbles in your hands. Suddenly you feel yourself weightless. The wind rushing up at you from below. You know what that means. You are falling. Falling. Only another second before you hit the ground. Wake up. Wake up. That's right. Wake up. Oh, wouldn't you like to know how this one ends? Come listen to my other MP3s, Adventure, Relaxation, and Homeopathic Hypnosis, to reduce your stress, to relieve your pain, and to give your soul a boost. Come and listen. Take a little trance trip with me.